This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where one of our greatest writers had it exactly right. William Faulkner said, "The past is not really past, isn't dead. It is, in fact, not even past." We are living in a moment where people can't escape the Civil War and its memories. That might even be President Trump, who announced in a tweet, "Domestic terrorists have taken over Seattle, run by radical left Democrats, of course. He has threatened to use the military to take back Seattle." The president just now, I guess before he landed in Dallas, He said, "Take back your city now," and this is addressed to radical left Governor Jay Inslee, as the president put it, and the mayor of Seattle. "Take back your city now. If you don't do it, I will. This is not a game. These ugly Americans must be stooped immediately. Move fast." Okay, all kinds of issues about Civil War in memory, discussion about removing statues from the Capitol building, about renaming army bases, and issues about the relationship of the military to the President of the United States. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff today, the top-ranking military officer, General Milley, apologized for having walked with President Trump across Lafayette Park to that Hold Up the Bible photo op. So who's the best person in the whole country to talk to about this combination of stories? It's Ralph Peters. He is a longtime Army officer, lieutenant colonel in intelligence. He's the author of more than two dozen books, actually, and many of them about the Civil War, including his best-selling new book about Stonewall Jackson and the Battle of Chancellorsville. Okay, Ralph, I don't know where to begin. Maybe I can begin with, Do you think it is at all a possibility the president would try to order federal troops into downtown Seattle to
quell
a demonstration? I beg pardon?
I think it's possible that he tried, Michael, but the military, I mean, I think the senior officers would all resign if given an order to try to use the military against citizens engaging in lawful protest. You can put the military in if there's violent riots that are killing people. If the National Guard can't handle it, you can, in theory, use the military. But the idea that the goofiness going on in Seattle, the downtown occupation, merits use of the U.S. military, the U.S. Armed Forces against it, I mean, that's nuts.
It's tough. Have you been surprised here? General Milley, you probably heard his remarks today.
Yes.
Do you think he was right to apologize?
Yes, I do. He was ambushed into that, as was Esper, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper. They didn't know what was going on. The president says, "Obey, everybody, come on, let's go." And the president says, "Come on, let's go." You go, and before you know it, bang, you're in a photo op. So yeah, I mean, look, the president is a commander in chief, but he's a commander in chief under the tenets of constitutional law. And you know, the purpose of our armed forces is to defend against enemies, foreign and domestic. But the average U.S. citizen, whether or not we like his or her politics, is not an enemy just because they don't vote the way we like. Some of the demonstrations are peaceful and honorable, if a little goofy. Some of them are repulsive and should be brought under control by local authorities. You've got to look at each individual dynamic in each individual city. Some of them are mobs. Others are really just, Gandhi-esque peaceful protesters. And it seems like the president and many another can't tell the difference.
Okay, speaking of telling the difference, before you came on, we were talking about this issue of renaming army bases, where, again, the president has said that he's going to use executive orders, he's going to use his authority, despite the fact that there are voices in the military, including General Petraeus, that have been raised calling for the renaming of Fort Bragg and Fort Hood and Fort Benning and bases named after Confederate officers. What happens here? Where do you come down on that?
Well, I always thought it was kind of silly that so many Army bases are named after bad Confederate generals.
Yeah, Braxton Bragg was the worst general in the whole war, right?
Well, he was one of them. Leonidas Polk was yet another one. But here's where I just want people to do their homework. Understand why things are. Those bases were not named after Confederate generals in the early 20th century, by the way, for the most part. They were not named after Confederate generals to oppress African Americans. It was an attempt to bind a still wounded country. I mean, at the turn of the century and during World War One, there were millions still alive who had experienced the Civil War, and a lot of things were done. We'll let the Southerners name the army bases after their local heroes, their local generals, and where there are various other things happened too. For instance, you hear there's a myth going around that the statues in the South were all, where they were built, the Confederate statues were put up to oppress African Americans and scare them. And the proof is supposedly that they weren't put up till the end of the 19th century. Well, after the Civil War, the South was broke. When the South finally scraped the money together, they put up monuments to honor their fallen and their dead. Now, some monuments I personally find offensive, others I don't. But, here's the bottom line, Michael, on this thing where we're seeing statues torn down by mobs. Politics aside, we cannot be ruled by mobs. We are still a rule of law democracy. If people don't like the statues in their town or city, you put it to a referendum. And if the majority of the people vote to get rid of the statues, you get rid of them. If the majority votes to keep the statues, you keep them. But this mob violence, tearing down statues of Columbus. I get the argument, Columbus, he discovered America and millions of natives died. Well, it's a little more complex than that. And by the way, would Mexico really have been better off if the Aztecs had remained in charge? The Aztecs on feast days would cut the beating hearts out of thousands of living prisoners. I mean, humanity, all races, all nations have plenty of stains on them. We come off pretty well in toto. But this whole business about renaming bases, I don't have a problem renaming the bases, but let's do it legitimately and legally. Again, with the statues, you want them down, local votes, local referendum. But
they're talking in
fearsome to me.
They're talking about actually voting on it in Congress. There's a bill introduced by Barbara Lee of Oakland and Benny Thompson of Mississippi. There are 11 Confederates, including some genuine bad guys. I mean, Wade Hampton, John C. Calhoun. They're talking about taking their statues out of Statuary Hall. And then there's the change of the Mississippi state flag. Do you have a problem with Mississippi state flag being changed, as a lot of Mississippians have called for, to remove the Confederate battle flag from the corner?
Once again, I think it should be up to Mississippians.
Absolutely.
I believe in referenda. And there are statues. Look, I personally do not like statues of Jefferson Davis. I certainly would not want a statue of Nathan Bedford Forrest, who, brilliant cavalryman, but truly was a racist. But Stonewall
helped found the Ku Klux Klan. Ralph Peters, can you hang on for a moment more?
Sure.
Great. We will continue with Lieutenant Colonel retired Ralph Peters, author of Darkness at Chancellorsville, coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Lieutenant Colonel retired Ralph Peters is a prize-winning and best-selling novelist. He's also the author of innovative works on strategy and security. Information about his most recent book was a deeply moving book and an incredible story. It's called Darkness at Chancellorsville, a novel of Stonewall Jackson's triumph and tragedy. And Thomas Jonathan Jackson, Stonewall Jackson, was a remarkable figure, far more deserving of having something named after him than Braxton Bragg or John Bell Hood, who have bases named after them right now. In any event, Ralph, I wanted to keep you on to talk with you about a column that very much struck me. And it's almost painful right now with the level of division that we have. It's a column by Gerald Seib of the Wall Street Journal, who's also been a guest on this show. And he writes that the real deficit that is plaguing our country right now is a good faith deficit. Is just the assumption that people on the other side are hateful and they're wicked and they ought to be destroyed. The issues are even generally unclear. My assumption is whichever of these two candidates, either President Trump or former Vice President Biden, is able to most convincingly say, look, I can bring Americans together again to at least some kind of civil discourse, whichever candidate can do that is going to win this election. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. As long as there's no chicanery and every law-abiding citizen gets to vote, I think you will see the candidate win who has a message of bringing us together. I don't think there's any question about that. And it's vital because, I mean, I'm not a party animal. I don't support either party. I say let the best man or best woman win. And the founding fathers, when they set this country up, they didn't set it up where one side gets everything. They purposely set Congress up to move clumsily and slowly so we couldn't do foolish things in a hurry. And they set it up so that everybody had to give a little to get a lot, or give a lot sometimes to get a little, but you were horse trading. The point was, in the Capitol Hill, and there were different parties, of course, in those days, but the idea was, well, okay, I'm from my side, and I want this. You're from the other side. You want that. Well, I don't like that. But you don't like this. So tell you what. You give me some of this, I'll give you some of that. That's the way the system's supposed to work. Compromise is not a dirty word. You strike the hardest bargain you can, but then you settle. And you don't vilify the other person just because you don't like his attitude toward a statue or something like that. But, you know, I go back again to what you and I were talking about earlier, Michael, and it's a very important point. Nobody should dictate. You know, California shouldn't dictate to Mississippi. Mississippi shouldn't dictate to Vermont. We have a clear delineation of state rights, and within the states, delineation of local rights. So I go back to the thing is, the democratic thing to do is when you have a problem in a profound local or state disagreement, within your state, you hold a vote, you hold a referendum. Let the people decide. Don't shove it down people's throats. And again, I'm repeating myself, but do not succumb to mob rule. Never give in to a mob. I don't care if it's a right-wing or a left-wing mob or just anarchists. Never give in to a mob.
Oh boy, is that ever important and crucial. And that is also a message that I hope both candidates can convey very clearly. In terms of our other big national crisis that people are forgetting about, where we just passed yesterday the second million in cases that have been diagnosed with the coronavirus. We have 112,000 dead now. One of the observations that's been made is that part of this federal system that we have has led to extreme differences in terms of how much this coronavirus has devastated different states. And the differences in the United States among our 50 states are vastly greater than the differences in the countries of Europe, even though they are different in language, culture, and economically much more than we are among the 50 states. What do you think is the future in terms of America responding to what might be a second wave of the pandemic? You with us? I think we just lost. Did we just lose Ralph? In South Carolina, for instance, 22%, where Lindsey Graham just won handily his primary against little-known competitors for the Republican nomination for re-election to the Senate. But in South Carolina, 22% of the 15,000 coronavirus cases have been reported just since June 1st. And Texas, which began reopening sooner than most other states, has had more than 1,000 new cases every day since May 26th. Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, said, "I'm concerned, but not yet alarmed." I do think it's a challenge to the federal system that Ralph Peters was rightly talking about. And is Ralph back with us, Jeremy, or... Okay, we lost him, at least for now. But there is so much else on the plate. The idea of President Trump attempting to launch a cease and desist order to CNN because of a poll that the Trump campaign disliked. And by the way, I saw Brad Parscale's objections to that poll. And they're completely legitimate. But we have a historical precedence of a president of the United States who actually damaged himself very profoundly because he couldn't stand the press. John Adams. John Adams in 1798 signed the Sedition Act, which actually made it a crime to try to discredit the government. And he did the Sedition Act because he was concerned about fake news. There were agents in the press who were telling terrible lies about the president. And they actually convicted, prosecuted 12 different editors and spokespeople. A member of Congress, Matthew Lyons of Vermont, was actually imprisoned for several months for criticizing the president. And that issue, as much as any issue, contributed to Adams losing the election. Because the idea in the United States that the news has an obligation to be impartial, it doesn't. Public officials have an obligation to be impartial toward the news. The news, the press, has no obligation to be impartial to public officials. There are a number of emails that just came in regarding Army bases and the state flag of Mississippi and statues of Confederate generals. We will get to that and more. Your calls, 1-800-955-1776.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in Dallas, Texas, taking part in a roundtable discussion on reopening the economy. Meanwhile, back in Washington, D.C., House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is accusing Democrats of shutting Republicans out of creation of a sweeping bill on police reforms.
Despite there being common ground, Speaker Pelosi once again politicized what could have been a moment to lead and show the country we are capable of putting our differences aside when the stakes are this high.
The new number of jobless claims last week was 1.5 million. That's according to the Labor Department. Economists had predicted 1.6 million people would be filing first-time unemployment benefits. And presidential candidate Joe Biden is calling on Facebook to crack down on misinformation. In a letter on his website, Biden is urging his supporters to sign a petition for the platform to hold their users accountable. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On the Michael Medved show, a number of emails came in from listeners about some of the topics on hand. There's one from Derek in Seattle. He says, if we are so eager to take down statues, why not start with the Lenin statue on Capitol Hill? Actually, it's in Fremont. But maybe the demonstrators want to move it to Capitol Hill to go along with their Capitol Hill autonomous zone. He says, you give these left-wing fascists an inch, they'll take it all, including the icons we like. We've already seen this. We either have free speech or we don't. The Confederacy, as wrong as they were, are more American than the fascists on Capitol Hill. The political left, he says, has attacked America. They're just as wrong as the Confederate States. It's a terrifying time to live here. I think it's more depressing than terrifying, because I don't believe that there is going to end up being violence or destruction. Let me say a word about that Lenin statue in Fremont. It's private. It's not a public statue. It wasn't paid for by city money. It was a guy who, as a goof, was able to get that statue very cheaply, I think, when they were taking down all those statues with the fall of the communist system in the Soviet Union. I think he got it from Slovakia, which was part of the old Czechoslovakia before it divided into, in any event. So he brought it back and he put it in front of his store. And every once in a while, you'll see people put blood on the hands of Lenin, which is appropriate. And I find it sickening, because Lenin is a sickening figure. But okay, it's private. It's very different. Well, the statues we're talking about now are statues in what's called Statuary Hall in the Capitol building of the United States. Now, if there is one piece of ground that should be sacred and speak for all Americans and not for the enemies of America, it's Capitol Hill. It's the Capitol building. And the idea that you have statues there of people whose only distinction, really, the only reason they're famous and celebrated in there is because they were soldiers against the United States. They went to war, risked their lives, cost the lives of literally hundreds of thousands of others in an effort to destroy the United States, to break our union. That, it seems to me, is a different matter than a Lenin statue, as hateful as Lenin is. And Lenin is certainly, by the way, a worse figure in history than any Confederate general. I will grant you that. This also came in from Glenn in Tacoma. He says, regarding renaming Army bases named for Confederate generals, there's a Fort Jackson, South Carolina, named after President Andrew Jackson. Virginia has a Fort Monroe, named after President James Monroe. Both presidents owned slaves. Well, so did George Washington. Our state's named after him. He says, why shouldn't these bases be renamed? And if they should be renamed, what about schools named for Washington and Jefferson? I am not in favor of removing the statues because they were slave owners. Slavery was evil, always, but it was legal at the time that they owned slaves. Andrew Jackson was a great American hero who fought for America. He never raised arms against America. And in fact, when John C. Calhoun threatened to secede in 1832 in the nullification crisis, it was President Jackson that threatened to send in federal troops, said, no, you cannot nullify a federal law, and you can't secede. He actually set the grounds for Lincoln later. And the problem with the Confederate statues is not that the people were slave owners. It's that they actually went to war and risked everything for the cause of defending slavery. And by the way, somebody who says, well, that wasn't really what the war was about. It was really about states' rights. Why did states' rights lead people to go to war, to break up a union? Answer, and it was explicit in the Articles of Secession that the different states passed. It was because they feared that there would be some interference with slavery. And that was essential, they believed, to the American way of life as they defined it. And look, maybe the one thing that can come out of this whole national agony that we're going through right now will be a very clear recognition that slavery and secession, pulling out of the Union in order to defend slavery, which is what secession was, that is not defensible. There should be no attempt to defend or excuse it. And in fact, there were about 350,000 Union troops who gave their lives. By the way, troops black and white, because there are 183,000 black soldiers who fought for the Union in the Civil War. Many of them freed slaves. That is a noble cause. The other side, not so much. Speaking of the other side, Joe Biden was interviewed by Trevor Noah, and he said something about defunding the police that might get him into real trouble in the campaign. Listen.
Well, I think a lot of changes, they can take place, period, without having to defund police completely. Here's what I think's happened. You have well over 80% of American people going, whoa, I didn't know this. I didn't know this was happening. I don't believe peace should be defunded, but I think the conditions should be placed upon them where departments are having to take significant reforms relating to that. We should set up a national use of force standard. If they don't sign on to it, then in fact they don't get any of the federal money. In addition, that they have to demonstrate that they release all the data that relates to misconduct by police. That all has to be sent to the Justice Department. If they don't send it to the Justice Department nationally, they don't get funding.
Okay, there's Joe Biden speaking on Trevor Noah. Look, what he's talking about is actually part of the Republican bill that has been drafted by the outstanding Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma, a very conservative Republican. And it would not defund the police, but it would withhold federal funding, which is useful, but it's only a very small part of police department budgets. And we're talking about changes of transparency, changes of use of force. People are talking about bans on chokeholds. All of that, what's amazing to me is looking at the Democratic bill that they're trying to push through the House and the Republican bill that they're trying to push through the Senate. The bills are not that dissimilar. They're close enough so they should be able to get a compromise, have something passed quickly, maybe show that our Congress can still function when there is a sense of national emergency, and then maybe sometimes some of this craziness, including things like the idiocy of the Seattle, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, maybe that can be corrected and we can move past it. What's fascinating to me is that the people who are administering the Autonomous Zone are actually, apparently every night that they're there, they're camping on the streets and they're showing documentary films to try to re-educate the people, to propagandize them. Now, some of the films, I mean, their selection of movies that people have to watch at night. And what are they waiting for? I suspect they're waiting for the police or someone to come eventually and clear out the barricades. Let us hope that can happen peacefully and constructively, because it certainly is necessary. On the Medved show, we spoke before about the cease and desist order that President Trump had delivered to CNN. And that's a fairly extreme thing because it's threatening legal action against a major network. CNN wrote back. Well, what they wrote back seems to be an effort to taunt Trump into further action. Biden is pushing on Facebook. Trump is pushing on CNN. They're both wrong. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show, President Trump and his campaign have issued a cease and desist order to CNN, to which CNN has officially responded from the network's general counsel, whose name is, well, his name is David Vigilante. Spells it the right way? Vigilante. He says, to the extent we have received legal threats from political leaders in the past, they have typically come from countries like Venezuela or other regimes where there's little or no respect for a free and independent media. Your letter is factually and legally baseless. It's yet another bad faith attempt by the campaign to threaten litigation, to muzzle speech it does not want voters to read or hear. And honestly, the ability the Trump campaign has, particularly with the huge amount of money that they've accumulated to get their message across, is just fine. And it's enough. And meanwhile, Joe Biden, as I mentioned, is completely wrong trying to pressure Facebook to censor President Trump. Look, Facebook is a private business. They have no obligation, and this basically is federal law. They have no obligation to assure fairness or accuracy from the people who post on their service. If they choose to do it like Twitter, Twitter's in a world of hurt, and a world of mess, because part of what they're doing now is they're making it impossible to retweet some of the tweets, including tweets from the president, that they don't like. If you don't want to run the tweets that the president sends, I think it's profoundly stupid. But it's not illegal. The point being that voices in the free press are not obligated to be balanced. They're not obligated to be fair. And the only way to answer some of the liberal bias that is very obvious and undeniable in most media is to point it out and then give the true answer and to give a corresponding perspective. That's what talk radio has been based on. And one of the things, there's a great column I mentioned before by Barton Swaim, who's an editorial writer for the Wall Street Journal. He's reviewing this new Stacey Abrams book, which is all about voter suppression, which is her favorite thing. It's called, her book is called Our Time Is Now, and I'm not going to read it. It sounds almost totally unreadable. It's all about the way she was allegedly cheated of the governorship of Georgia, et cetera, et cetera. But Barton Swaim writes, American liberals face a momentous problem, and it has only marginally to do with the current occupant of the White House. The problem, stated bluntly, is that their ideas and policies on racial equity have failed. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 rightly banned racial segregation in schools and discrimination in the workplace. And the Voting Rights Act of 1965 banned state and local laws designed to keep minorities from voting. But liberals ever yearning for the next crusade were never going to be satisfied with merely outlawing discrimination. Beginning in the mid-1960s, they began the creation of a massive panoply of welfare agencies and programs, had a whole war on poverty. These have steadily grown in number, power, and cost to the taxpayer, and an array of social and political practices formed around them, affirmative action, political correctness, identity politics, and more recently, woke capitalism and cancel culture. But guess what? Pure equality has not been achieved. Barton Swain writes, after decades of ceaseless activity and trillions of public dollars spent, why are we left with intractable and perhaps worsening racial resentments? And that's a profound question. Because actually, by most measures, and I've talked about this on the air repeatedly, the African-American community has done well, has been making real progress. So what is the deal here? What they are trying to do is to talk about their own utopian policies in which we invested so much money and so much time that have not delivered perfect equality. They failed. And what are they trying to do? Blame the police. This is all because the police are there to enforce racism. It's a lousy charge, it's not true, and it's a way that liberals, the left, excuses its own failures. There's a movie, Gone with the Wind, is very much in the news. A movie released the same year, 1939, is a great movie for June, well, partially because it's about a graduation. We can't have graduations. And it's the movie, the star of which, Robert Donat, beat Clark Gable of Gone with the Wind for Best Actor. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
When there's not a pandemic going on, graduation ceremonies used to evoke all kinds of sentiment and nostalgia, which you'll find aplenty in one of the very greatest movies from Hollywood's all-time greatest year, 1939. Starring the great Greer Garson and Robert Donat, it's called Goodbye, Mr. Chips.
Must be tremendously interesting to be a schoolmaster.
When you talk about it, you make it sound exciting and heroic.
It is.
And the movie is, what a masterpiece, about the love story between a stuffy, struggling schoolmaster and the beautiful stranger who unexpectedly comes into his life and makes generations of skeptical students fall in love with him. Based on a novel by James Hilton, who also wrote Lost Horizon, the story is almost certain to move you to tears. It's unrated, but it has some elements of sadness and loss that make it more appropriate for older children. 4 stars for the unforgettable Goodbye, Mr. Chip.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And as far as Goodbye, Mr. Chips is concerned, there's another version, a later version from 30 years later with Peter O'Toole and Petula Clark, but we will get to that. On the Michael Medved show tomorrow, well, there's some unbelievable stories. Let me get to those in just a moment. First, this came in from Joe in Eugene, Oregon. And Joe writes, in light of the recent efforts to take down statues and rename certain institutions with Confederate or slavery ties, do you see a possible undertaking to rename cities and states in that same effort? For example, Washington State. I assume named after George Washington, that's correct. Could this effort seek to rename the state due to Washington's ownership of slaves? Many more examples exist, I'm sure. Honest question. Look, I there are crazies there even now. There was somebody who came on CNN, a so-called expert, who called for removing the Washington Monument and the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C. I don't think that will happen. And let me tell you, look, there are extreme people, but they don't have an audience. One of the problems here is, honest to goodness, people not learning history. and not knowing history. There is every difference in the world between George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, who accomplished great things for this country, and failed Confederate generals like Braxton Bragg or John Bell Hood, who have big bases named after them, who were failures as generals, who did not compile a record or a history of winning victory and freedom. They were fighting not for freedom, for slavery, and they didn't do any winning or victory. It's a very strange thing, the whole idea of Confederate statues, because most people do not want to honor a losing cause, and also a losing cause that was fighting for a bad institution. There's all kinds of opportunities to fill in those gaps in history as a medhead. If you join us and you sign up for a membership, a premium membership to this show, it costs you 11 cents a day, that's all. And you get 50% off any of the 80 or more titles that we have that are available in the MedVed History Store. 50% off to download anything. And with a spring sale that has a few days more left on it, you save $20 if you sign up using a promo code at michaelmedved.com, or you can go to medvedhistorystore.com, use the promo code SPRING40, and you save $20 for a year subscription, plus get all that 50% off for everything in the MedVed History Store. Go to michaelmedved.com. Tomorrow, we're going to review two big new movies that are being released for streaming. One of them is with Pete Davidson of Saturday Night Live. It's directed by Judd Apatow, who did Knocked Up and The 40-Year-Old Bachelor and lots of comedies about guys who are finding a tough time growing up. This is a guy whose father died as a firefighter. It's based on Pete Davidson's real life. His dad died on September 11th. And he, like Pete Davidson, the main character is covered with hideous tattoos. But we will review the movie anyway. There's also a children's series that my son Danny used to love to read when he was younger. It's called Artemis Fowl. Well, this is the first of Artemis Fowl movies. It features Jane, Judy Dench, and Colin Farrell, and more. Is it worth seeing? We'll let you know, and much more. Also, a major college that is apologizing for letting police use their bathrooms. Really, we can do better, I think, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.